Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There's been a lot of conversations about the so-called Great Resignation. Is it something real? And does the fact that people are working remotely contribute to that? Professor Peter Bauer, he's an economist from the University of Johannesburg. We wanted to ask him that question. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, sir. Thank you for the invitation today.
A great pleasure. So just be warned, hey, Richard III, trigger warning there. Look, you work at a university. You must be smashing your head against a wall all day. But that is something completely, completely different. The Great Resignation, is it real, firstly, within South Africa?
Well, the study was done in America, and you can see that there was something like a half a percent sudden change in the amount of resignation. So they sort of warned that sort of during this COVID period, with many of the lockdowns, many companies or people working remotely, that once the COVID restrictions were lifted, they would predicted that a lot of people would leave. The main reason is they're looking for a better work environment or an environment that suited them better. So this remote working actually had a huge improvement on people's lives. And we could actually see it because another study that was conducted in 2019 indicated that for an economy like South Africa, our GDP could potentially grow by about 7.1% just by allowing our workers to work from home, or at least, you know, where possible. So the contributions in terms of the health benefits, et cetera, is definitely a reality. In South Africa's case, this opportunity to be working from home is very profound. But I think what we are seeing is international companies, especially within the technology sector, computer programming, where there is definitely still a very strong shortage, international shortage of skills, they're looking at South Africans.
Mm. And does that mean that people will be working here from home remotely for overseas companies?
Yes, right. Yes, very, very much so. And we've already seen that. We've seen within the programming industry, we have numerous examples where international companies who have shortfalls in employers or looking for specific skills, they look at South Africa. And, you know, in terms of our technological skills, in terms of our university output, our students, our postgrad students, our technical skills are really, really very good. And our young people are being absorbed. And, of course, many of them are leaving for overseas markets, shall we say. And so this allowing people to work from home has huge benefits. But, and here's a big but, we need to really, really look at infrastructural support to be able to promote this. There's this long hours
because
of load shedding
because it works,
isn't enough to put any business.
Right, that is for sure. But just keeping it focused on the employment side of things, it does. The benefit is that it works both ways, doesn't it? In other words, local companies, surely, same as people are looking here, doesn't remote working open up the rest of the world to bring in a shortage of skills that we might have here as well?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And that would definitely open our markets. And we can again see that, you know, this moving across borders, relocating, these are very difficult and expensive operations. And the COVID has definitely changed the way in which businesses see business and how we see our relationship with our employees and where our employees need to work from. We've got to remember the cost of food's going up, the cost of petrol's going up. Traveling to work every single day has huge negative consequences. So the preference to work from home not only benefits people financially, but there's a mental health benefit too. And so, we're going to see this. This is probably the way in which we're going to be seeing in going into the future, more and more of these opportunities.
Are you saying there's a benefit, a mental health benefit to working at home?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yes.
Funny. I see some benefit, but from what my own observations is that people are missing people. They're missing the work culture. They're missing the environment. They're missing camaraderie.
Oh, absolutely. I'm looking from the perspective of, you know, the hours of traveling to and from work. We're looking at the flexibility of being able to raise young children while still being able to work at work from your computer and remote. And also the ability to that flexible hours where you can actually change your hours a little bit in order to suit the company demands. And what we have often seen and has been reported is that people working remotely have actually committed themselves more towards the work environment. They put sometimes more hours in their greater effort, and performance has seemed to show a strong positive benefit.
It's so interesting because there's so many sides to it. One of the other observations that I've made is that people that are working remotely often feel less loyal and committed to a company because they're not immersed in it. They're not going to miss their friends if they're working at home, whether they're working for company A or B.
Yes, loneliness, isolation, all of those factors do definitely play a role.
Right. Very, very interesting. I'd love your thoughts, please, and your reaction. 34519 or 061-895-1019. Now, Professor Peter Barr, once I'm talking to you, you mentioned a little bit earlier also about load shedding, the impact on companies, but there's also a major impact that it has on morale. So this too, I would imagine, will exacerbate a potential employment issue here in South Africa.
Yes, I can well imagine. I mean, we're looking at the companies when those lights go out, the companies can't just lay off workers to compensate for those loss in production time, and unfortunately, they're forcing in businesses have to find ways of streamlining these kind of situations. So employees are at the same time possibly feeling high levels of stress, the employment stress. There's a great deal of tension. Deliverables need to be done. And things need to be handed in, and so the load shedding is impacting on the way in which people, the way in which people are reacting to the environment. So I think load shedding has a much larger impact than just simply holding businesses back, and we can see it in the markets, we can see it in terms of investment, but morale, people are most definitely being negatively impacted by this. And again, it's impacting the poor more than it's impacting the wealthy. The poorer people, they don't have access to generators. They don't have access to the backup systems. They don't have access to some sort of alternative energy supply. And so you can imagine these are the people who we really need to be looking after. It's winter. It's been really, really cold. I mean, this Joburg winter has been hurting all of us. And you can imagine with this the impact of load shedding late at night. I mean, we're talking about households that are really put under huge pressure.
Professor Peter Bau, economist from the University of Johannesburg, chatting to us about remote working, about the Great Resignation, and, of course, the impact of load shedding on all of us.